everybody. I'm here at CES 2011, and last night in Steve Ballmer's keynote, one of the things that he really emphasized about Windows Phone 7 was get it in your hands, get using it, and just give it a try, you know? And now this is Doug Thomas, you all know and love from the Office blog. And Doug's had the Windows Phone 7 in his hands for quite a while. And I want to get your sort of feeling on how you're liking it and how Office 2010 really helps you interact here at CES and keep in touch with your colleagues.
Sure. I'll give you a little bit of the Office Hub that
okay,
we have.
Let's take
that
a look.
Call it. And it's right here pinned in my menu. So the nice thing about what it does on the phone is it doesn't really just replicate what you see on the client. It has its own interface that makes it better for the phone. So here's OneNote, and so I can pin something like this is a OneNote that I put on my PC back in Redmond, and I had it here, so if I need to get badge information about CES, there's my whole document. And
that's awesome.
It is, and one of the things that's terrific is just kind of how everything looks and feels on the phone. That it looks that I can read everything really clear. The clarity is really nice.
Yeah, that zoom in and out is really fluid.
It's really fluid. And then come over here to some documents. These aren't real documents. These are kind of stuff we put together for the show. But here's an Excel document. And they said the clarity I can get in here, how I can see the graphs work really well.
Wow.
I can see the figures. I can go in and edit if I want to. Again, this is me a document that someone mails me. I get the document, I upload it back on a SharePoint or the free SkyDrive.
Mm-hmm.
It can all be done in the cloud, and I can do some light editing. I can actually do heavy editing if I really wanted to do all this stuff.
Sure.
But the light editing works really well. But here's the navigation, which is really nice. Here's that entire Excel chart laid out by each area, each graph,
wow,
each
that's
area.
Great.
So if I wanted to see
the visualization of it all is really impressive.
Yeah. So the payment chart, I can just go right to it and see it that way on the phone. So again, the way it kind of hops around documents, it tries to not do just the little tabs you see in Excel back at your PC, but it really makes it the phone experience work a lot better, and it's just all part of Office on the phone for Office 2010.
Awesome. Thanks so much. And now you've had a little bit of time to sort of run around here at CES. Is there anything exciting? What's your most momentous booth that you visited?
There's actually really, there's technology here, Laura. It's just coming in from the walls.
Are you a little overwhelmed?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I'm feeling safe just here up there. There's a lot of great stuff. We saw a couple of the PCs that you'll see downstairs.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole talk right before we got here was tablets, and supposedly there's 50-some tablets coming out in 2011.
Awesome.
But what we see down there is just more of what people, now that Windows 7 has matured, the manufacturers have really gotten to it. You'll see stuff. There's some wonderful slide outs. It looks like the phone with the slide out. Now it's the tablet with the slide out. It's real sleek.
Yeah.
There's one from Acer that has two tablets kind of put together, so you have a double one. So just my mind was all about tablets, but just seeing more what the computer can do is kind of neat.
Awesome.
But I don't want to step out there because it'll just come out of my brain after a while.
All right, well, I'm going to let you get back at it. It seems like I'm holding up a little too long, but thank you very much, Doug Thomas, and thank you, everybody. Stay tuned for more from CES 2011.